Believe that anything is possible. I'm Amy. I used to be riddled with self-doubt and had a bad case of imposter syndrome. Now I'm cured. So cured that I found the guts to walk away from my 25-year career. Tune in week after week as I share how to find your keys to courage. Believe. It's the key to everything. After I was gifted that believe key from Dr. Joelle Speed, armed with my 5-second rule, I became someone that had been at one point paralyzed by fear to someone that took action day after day after day. That word, believe, it changed my life. I started believing in myself, which I now see is the key to everything. When you have self-belief, you become unstoppable. I began chipping away at that imposter syndrome that I had lived with for so many years. Right around that same time, Mel Robbins, the author of that 5-Second Rule book, opened up a course, an online course. I had never taken an online course before, but when I saw that she was offering this Power of You course, I jumped at the chance to sign up. The opportunity to be coached by the author of this book that had this rule that changed my life? Heck yeah, I'm in. And part of that course included a Facebook group. There were 2,000 people that signed up. And one by one, we started sharing what brought us to the course. I was one of the first people to really go deep and share that I joined the Power of You because I needed to find my power. My best friend from college had died, and I didn't know how, but I was going to change my life. I wrote all about our friendship, about what a vibrant, joyful, loving soul Tracy was, about how she added so much to my life and how much I missed her. And after I opened up, other people started posting about their whys as well. One of those people was a woman named Christy that lived in Australia. The people in this course were from all over the world. And Christy wrote that she was envious of what I had with my friend Tracy, that she didn't have close women friends because 17 years ago, when she got married, she found out that her best friend was having an affair with her husband. And after that, she wasn't able to trust women anymore, and she didn't let anybody in. And when she read about the friendship that I had with my Tracy, it made her sad because she'd closed herself off to that opportunity for the past 17 years. I read this woman's post and it broke me wide open. I couldn't imagine a life without my friends. They're my everything. My girlfriends are the sisters that I picked for myself. And after I read that, I just couldn't get this woman off my mind. I went to my favorite cycling class, Cycle Bar, and as I was riding my bike, the thought popped into my head that I needed to give this woman, Christy, my belief key, that she needed to believe that there were good women out there, that there were women worthy of her trust and her love and her friendship. And somehow I needed to send my key to her all the way across the world. I could not get that thought out of my head. and I came home and I was kind of pacing around the house because I wanted to express this to her, but writing it out just didn't seem that it would have the impact that I needed her to see. And so I shot a video. I was nervous. I was shaking. And in that video, I told Christy that I wanted to gift her my key engraved with the word believe. I explained that it was a giving key and that when you're done with your word, you pass it on to someone that needs it more than you. I was done with my word. It worked its magic on me. I believed that I could do that business. And I uploaded the video into our private group of 2,000 people. And I wanted to puke. I figured she could either think I was a lunatic or she would think it was a nice gesture and let me send it to her. And then something kind of magical happened. Person after person that saw the video started commenting that they also had a hard time trusting people, women in particular, but that my video really touched them. And maybe they would be open to making friends again. Christy didn't respond until about 10 hours later because of the time difference between California, where I live, and Australia, where she was. And when she responded, it kind of blew my mind. She wrote that it took her a while to find the words to write because she couldn't stop sobbing because of the kindness of some stranger on the other side of the world. And while she showed other people kindness, she wasn't usually the recipient, but that she absolutely would take my believe key and that she would give friendships another shot. And then the coolest thing happened. Christy made a video thanking me, and she was crying. And then I was crying watching it. She sent me her address, and I packed my 9-year-old son up. We went to the post office. I told him what I was doing, sending my key off to this woman that needed it more than I did. Because when you see someone that needs help, you need to reach out and help them. Be vulnerable. The worst that can happen is they don't accept your help. But the best thing that can happen is that they take it with open arms, and maybe, just maybe, your small act of kindness can make an impact on their life. I don't remember how many days it took, but Christy eventually got my key. And then she made a video in the group wearing that Believe key and talked about what an impact it already made in her life. The other really cool thing that started happening was that other people in the group started making videos. People started feeling safe. After they saw my video and my act of vulnerability, it gave them permission to do the same. Don't ever be nervous showing your vulnerability. It's a gift to others. It gives others permission to do the same. I couldn't wait to tell Joelle where our key went. She was on a trip to New York with her family, but I texted her. I said, "You won't believe where the key went. I cannot wait to tell you." She was so excited. And so we set a date to meet for dinner when she got back from her trip. When she got back, we met up at this restaurant. Now, mind you, we still weren't really friends. We were texting back and forth. I was telling her about what I was doing with my business, thanking her for that key, telling her I was believing. But we hadn't got together after that coffee date. And here we are a few months later, meeting at a restaurant where I could tell her where her key ended up. I had something else up my sleeve, though. I had signed up for a conference called the Summit of Greatness. I bought two tickets, one for myself and one for my husband. But my husband had a work commitment come up and he couldn't go. So I had an extra ticket. Something inside me, just like that voice that told me to send Christy my key, that same voice told me to ask Joelle if she would want to fly to Ohio with me to go to this Summit of Greatness, this conference with speakers from all over sharing their wisdom. The thought of that made me nervous. First of all, some people aren't into self-development. Maybe she would look at me like I was crazy, asking her to join me on a trip across country. We barely knew each other. This was our first dinner together after our coffee date. But again, with that renowned belief in myself and that 5-second rule, after I shared with her the story of Christy and our key and a glass of Chardonnay, I mustered up the courage to invite her to be my plus one to this conference. She looked at me and her eyes lit up. She said, "Do you know what? I've been looking for something like this to go to. Let me check my calendar. Let me see if I can move around my surgeries at the dental practice." I felt giddy inside. And I also thought, wow, what if you didn't have the courage to ask? I'm so glad I asked. I'm so glad I pushed through that fear. She got back to me a couple days later and said she got all of her surgeries moved around and that she was in. And we were going to be going to Ohio to attend this conference together. I knew that something amazing was on the horizon. But little did I know how truly amazing it was. When you have that urge to act on an impulse, but fear comes up, just know that is an indicator that you absolutely need to do that thing. If I hadn't made that video for Christy and sent her that key, if I hadn't pushed through fear and asked Joelle to go to that conference with me, I would never be where I am right now in my life. So when that feeling comes up, that feeling of fear, run toward it. Lean into it. That is a sign that that is exactly what you need to do. If you have someone that you know that might need to push through fear, tell them about this podcast, Keys to Courage. Send them to my website to get my free newsletter at keystocourage.com. You don't want to miss next week's episode when Joelle and I take our first of many cross-country trips together. Believe, anything is possible.